one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Sports Report Podcast right here on Rant EM Radio. I am your host, Mr. William Morgan. I have Doom with me on the line.
I'm a little tired, but I'm just getting tired of these damn referees letting the Cavs play however they want to play.
Well, you know that was going to be the case. You knew that was going to be the case going in.
Yeah.
The Cavs get a huge win tonight. They hold off the Boston Celtics 111-102. As Doom stated, Cavs got away with a lot. They got a lot of that, they got a lot of home cooking, and I'm upset about it myself. But nevertheless, it is what it is. You knew that was how it was going to go down once they got back home. But LeBron did lead the way tonight: 44 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. Terry Rozier leads the way from the Boston Celtics with 16 points, 6 rebounds, 11 assists. However, LeBron had help tonight. Kyle Korver was playing very well. He hit some threes in the first half, some in the second quarter, to keep Cleveland up. And again, there was a play in the fourth. I think it was Marcus Smart.
Mm-hmm. He stole elbowed right in the face.
Got elbowed in the face, and nothing was called
in front of the ref.
In front of the ref, and wasn't nothing called. Actually, I was mistaken. Jaylen Brown leads the way to the Celtics with 25 points. My bad. But nonetheless, the Celtics take the loss. The series is tied at 2 in the Eastern Conference Finals. However, we are heading back to Boston, where Boston have yet to lose a home game. The only thing that kills me, if the team's hold serve, Boston wins this out because they do have home court. But Cleveland, they do look like a different team at home. It all started in Game 3. The defense is better. They're switching better. You got George Hill taking shots now, whereas he was hesitant in Games 1 and 2. You have Tristan Thompson in the game guarding Al Horford. Won't let him get going and get started off on a little run like he's normally done at home. Larry Nance playing some minutes in Game 3. You did see some differences tonight, some lineup changes that made the difference for the Cavs. And again, Kyle Korver hitting some threes was a big part of that. Can the Celtics rebound at home and go up 3-2, or this is just going to be, is this the beginning of the end for the Celtics?
They might be able to get some favorable calls, because it was just, you sitting here watching the game, man. It was just, they were letting Cleveland get in the way with murder, man. That was my issue.
Right. It was one thing if it was if the game was being called fair on both sides, but it wasn't.
Oh, and then, let me speak on that. J.R. Smith shouldn't even be playing. You know what I'm saying? He should have got suspended for pushing Al Horford.
I agree.
And this is a case of the league wants to pick and choose when they want to enforce rules. Because I remember, we go back to them finals, they won, that Draymond Green got suspended for something that wasn't even really a foul or swipe. But, you know, J.R. Smith can almost hurt somebody, and the league won't even discipline him. He didn't even get a fine.
Nope.
I wouldn't even be mad if he'd got fined, but
I'm looking at the box score for the game. LeBron James has 44 points. Do you know the Cavs had 3 three other players in double digits. You had Kyle Korver with 14. You had Tristan Thomas with Tristan Thompson with 13. You had George Hill with 13. I don't know if I'm Boston. If Boston would have came out
harder
in the first quarter, because the first quarter killed him. If Boston would have came out harder in that first quarter, because they lost that first quarter 34-18. If they would have came out harder in that first quarter, they could have won this game. So, what are you? If you're Brad Stevens, what are you telling your team that we need? Are you telling them they need to come out strong?
I got something that really messed you up. Imagine if Kyrie Irving was playing. They probably would have beat Cleveland.
Yeah.
Their two best scorers are hurt.
And you only go down and you only lose by 8 tonight.
Yep.
If you go back and look at the breakdown by quarter, outside of the first 34-18, if you look at the rest of the quarters, Boston wins the second, Boston wins the third, and Boston wins the fourth.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go back and look at this game, if Boston would have just came out a little bit stronger, and they've been, yeah, you can say they've been struggling offensively the whole time. They've been offensively challenged all year. And again, we know why. Their top two scorers are hurt. But if they would have came out a little bit stronger in the first and didn't miss all those easy layups and dunks, you know, they could have, they missed what, at least three that I saw. At least three that I saw. I saw a dunk missed. And I saw a couple of layups missed. If they would have hit those, this could have been a whole different ball game.
Yeah. And then let's also get on the flip side. Cleveland was playing like ass down the stretch.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all right. I mean, if they beat Boston and get past it, they're not going to do this to the people in the West. Especially if Golden State take it. Yeah. If Golden State take it, they're going to get swept.
Let's talk about that series for a little bit. Golden State and the Golden State Warriors and the Houston Rockets. Golden State takes a two games to one lead after Sunday night's performance in which Steph Curry just went off. He just went off in that game. 35.6 rebounds and one assist. The Warriors route the Rockets 126-85. James Harden ends up with 20 points, 5 rebounds, 9 assists. This Rockets backcourt, at least for that game, looked to still be fighting playoff demons.
Well, what you talking about, man? You know, your boy James Harden starting to disappear like as usual.
Yep.
See, nobody's talking about it. You know, these MVP chants, he is really looking mortal. You know, I mean, he did one stupid ass play where he just threw off the 3-pointer trying to draw the contact. Like, they're not calling this, dog.
Did you see? Oh, I can't remember what play that was.
Oh, when your boy, I already know, Livingston put the moves on.
Sean Livingston put the move and got right by him.
Yep.
Man.
And Chris Paul is a very dirty basketball player, dog.
He's
dirty.
He's always been that, but at least the one thing I give Chris Paul, he's always been that way.
I just don't like it, man. He is falling down, trying to get calls, and he's chippy. I mean, he is lucky somebody ain't punched him in the mouth. I'm just saying. Am I right?
No, you're right. You're right. You're right.
He's been chippy this whole thing. I mean, I guess jealousy is, you know, a real bad thing, but it's like, hey, play ball, dog.
But it's good to see Steph Curry finally get in the flow of it. He really did nothing in the first two games, but he comes to life in that game three route. And I forgot who said it today, but it's such a good point. When Kevin Durant is in control of the ship for Golden State, they look to be
one-dimensional.
They look to be one-dimensional. Still a good team, but one-dimensional. But when Kevin Durant when Steph runs it, it's one dimensional. But when Steph Curry runs it and performs well, that makes Golden State special.
Yeah.
And look at what he did. Look at this team yesterday. From looking at the box scores, Curry 35, Kevin Durant 35. Kevin Durant 25. Draymond Green with 10. Iguodala, we'll talk about him in a minute. He had 10. Klay Thompson only had 13 points. And they still won by a route.
Yep.
They still won by a route. That's firepower for you. That's firepower. Then you look at Houston. Chris Paul, 13 points. James Harden, 20. Do you know James Harden was in the plus minus? You know James Harden was minus 19?
I believe it.
That's not getting it done. That's not getting it done. Then if you look at the game, just by looking at the box scores of the game, we got Golden State. They outscored them 31-22. Second quarter, they outscored them only 23.
Hold up.
Go ahead.
We forgot, because, you know, after game two, some guys walking around in Versace shirts behind the P.J. Tucker and Gordon. I ain't going to sit here and act like these guys won't walking around like, you know, they're the next Kobe Bryant and stuff, because you drop, you know, he was missing layups, so.
Let me tell you, P.J. Tucker, that was an anomaly in game two. It had to be, because when you look at game three, he had 6 points. He was a minus 19, plus minus six points?
Yep.
6 points, six total rebounds.
He was on the inside of the NBA, feeling himself.
Yeah, and then you look down at Eric Gordon. He had 11 points, off 4-13 shooting, 2-for-8 from the 3-point line.
Mm-hmm.
Plus minus was -33. Man, not getting it done, guys.
It ain't never gonna happen again like that.
They got one more game. Hopefully, we'll see them compete. Maybe extend this thing out. But that's just too much. When you look at the Warriors, it's too much firepower. Now, they do have a concern. Andre Iguodala is reported not to be playing in game four. So
they said it's doubtful. He might play. I didn't think he was hurt.
So you're probably going to be looking at more Sean Livingston in that spot. Maybe a little bit of Jordan Bell in there.
You can put, is Looney starting? Is Looney been putting some good minutes in?
Yeah, he had 16 minutes off the bench the other day. He only got your 4 points, but he was a good energy player. JaVale McGee got 4 points in last game. You know, I'm thinking that with Iguodala out, you're going to see more Sean Livingston. You may see more Nick Young. Swaggy P.
He can get hot now, don't
he? Can.
Yeah.
He can. So, and you may see more of that depth just shining through for Golden State, because this is a deep team. And whether they're in a Hampton's five lineup or a more traditional, this team can definitely beat you either way. Hopefully, Golden State comes out and play better. We get a better matchup, because I don't want basketball to end too early.
Whatever. Let's get this over with. Right.
I don't want to see basketball be done too early. All right. Let's talk about Tony C's team real quick. The Dallas Cowboys. Terrell Owens did an interview.
I don't know why they're giving him a mic.
I don't know.
That's another bitter bitch.
But Terrell Owens asked, why is Jason Garrett still the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys?
Because he's a dude boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know why he even asked that question.
Oh. I think so, too. I don't understand. I still don't get you fired Jimmy Johnson after two Super Bowls.
That's because Jimmy Johnson wasn't a dude boy.
It sure wasn't. He sure wasn't. That makes no sense to me whatsoever, but I digress. We'll see what the Dallas Cowboys do this year. I know Dak said last week he wants to be the best Dallas Cowboys quarterback ever. Dude, you need to worry about this year. Don't worry about the future. Worry about this year.
Yeah.
Don't worry about the future. Don't worry about all that. Get better this year and try to make a establish some type of rapport with Allen Hurns and the rest of your players. Odell Beckham Jr. has not had serious contract negotiations. However, in order to earn the team's trust, he is reporting to OTAs. Is this the right move for Odell to report to off-season training activities with the team, despite?
I hope he gets hurt again this season. I'm just tired of Odell Beckham Jr.
This ain't
coming from a Redskins fan. I'm just tired of the drama, his arrogance and stuff. I'm just tired of him, man.
Wow.
Not to be mean or nothing, but it's just like you're listening to what's going on with it. I'm done with him.
Wow.
I'm starting to get done with a lot of these diva athletes. Can we not be like political comments? Can these dudes just set up and play the game? Now, what I mean is, Odell's just been running off out of his mouth. He hasn't produced on the field. He's gotten hurt. He didn't show up in the playoff game. I'm tired of hearing about him. You know what? All this money, and he ain't been putting forth the effort on the play. I ain't taking away from his talent, but
right. He
hasn't put the production in, and it's just getting. To me, it's getting annoying because you just hear these dudes talking and talking and talking, and then when it comes to crunch time, they ain't delivering.
Right.
I'll put him, Dez Bryant, almost getting close to putting Antonio Brown in that.
Antonio Brown already has his money.
Well, I'm talking about the playoff.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I said almost.
Mm.
Julio Jones has showed up. Some of these other guys, but like I said, I'm just tired of these diva receivers.
Well, you can make a case for last year he didn't.
Yeah.
Because in that playoff.
Well, this team, you know, they had an old offensive coordinator.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, too. They didn't have the offense coordinator there, so that's true. So true. But you have so many other players not coming to OTAs. Le'Veon Bell's not coming to OTAs because he's upset because he got franchise tagged again.
Okay, how much is the franchise tag? Dude, I would like to get a little bit of that money. Like I said again, these dudes, yeah, they're playing. They ain't winning the big dance, man. It's getting, like I said, it's getting on my nerves. He's gonna hold out so he could earn $14.5 million with the franchise tag. That's not chump change, dog.
No.
Then what's gonna happen? He gets hurt. Now they on the hook. Just play football, dog.
The thing that kills me. But the franchise tag, the whole thing about it. See, Le'Veon's trying to get an essentially double pay because he feels he does so much on the field. And I'm not taking anything away from him. He does do a lot on the football field. He can run, catch in the flat. He can keep the chains. He can keep the sticks moving. But he doesn't understand that his position isn't valued as it once was before.
Yeah. Dude, try to win some Super Bowls, man. Screw up. Like I said, everybody's so worried about the money. Dude, win the big one.
Right.
Stop letting the Patriots be the ones coming out of the AFC. You know what I'm saying? What is the pride? All they worry about is money, dog. And this would kill me about athletes. Some of them, man, ain't trying to win, you know.
You even got athletes up here. Tom Brady's not reporting to OTAs because he's upset with his contract situation, reportedly. Julio Jones not showing up for OTAs because he's upset about his contract, reportedly upset about his contract, and he wants a new deal. And I think he'll get it.
I would tell my favorite line from RoboCop. Fuck him. If I was a damn
But
if I was the GM.
But I think Julio will get his money. I know Aaron Donald for the Rams is also upset not going to OTAs because he wants his money. And he has new Ram Marcus Peters saying they need to pay him. And Aaron Donald, but they might need to pay him because he's your defense right there.
Yeah.
Or the core of your defense. So, you know, you might need to pay him. And that might be the one that you may pay. Brady might be upset over that contract Jimmy Garoppolo got.
Well, Brady only got a couple more years, all right?
Yeah.
Brady don't need no damn money. His wife made more money than him, so Brady needs to sit down and shut the hell up.
All right.
My whole thing is, this might be the year that sneaks up on his ass.
All right, let's head on back over. This is going to be a quick show tonight because I'm a little under the weather and I got to go to work tomorrow, guys.
So me too.
So please forgive me. Please forgive us. We'll try to get you 30, maybe 35 minutes and we'll roll on out of here. Reports are saying that the Spurs will be offering Kawhi Leonard a Supermax contract. Should the Spurs continue to trust Kawhi Leonard?
He is not taking out contract and he's leaving. I'm trying to tell you right now, Wilder is not going to be in, but he could have played. He is not staying in San Antonio.
Yeah, I don't think he is either.
I could book it. And another thing I could book is, if Houston loses and LeBron loses, LeBron is not, I'm tired of I called you about this week. I'm tired of everybody talking about LeBron going to the Rockets. I looked up at the salary cap. You know, LeBron ain't going away unless he getting max.
Right. Right.
Houston ain't, they're like, the salary cap is like $125 million.
Mm-hmm.
They're at $119 million. Mm-hmm. So who they going to give up to get LeBron James?
Right. That put them way into luxury tax.
Oh, yes. Way so all the role players they had, gone. So we won't break it here first. LeBron is now going to Houston. I know all the Stephen A. Smiths and all these sports analysts, if they just would have took the time, the 5 minutes I did to look at they projected salary cap, you can see that, hey, unless they're going to pay a lot of luxury tax, they can't afford LeBron James.
Right.
Because he's going to sign for a 2 or 3 year deal.
Yeah, that puts you through luxury tax. And as you said, they have to get rid of some of that depth that could possibly Gordon
Tucker, they shooters.
Mm-hmm.
So he just was left with Chris Paul.
Yep. So you're gonna be in a situation where you got a good starting five. You might go maybe 6-7 deep.
But you ain't got no bench.
But you ain't got no bench. No bench. They be hiring me and you to play for them, dude.
I wouldn't play. I'll chop block LeBron James in the back of his knee.
Do you think that James Harden should still win the MVP? I know it's based on regular season, but
I don't care if he just like Russell Westbrook. He'll be sitting right at home holding his MVP trophy watching the finals.
I know it's based on. First of all, I think they need to change that rule.
No, because it'd be the LeBron James Award every year. So, yeah. Nope. MVPs for the regular season. The finals MVPs for whoever wins the playoffs. It shouldn't be changed. Because this just be a damn excuse for LeBron to win it every year. Then you get here, LaShannon Sharp walking around with goat masks.
Did you see that today? You guys haven't seen FS1 Undisputed, Skip Shannon, and my girl, Joy Taylor. Oh, my goodness. If you haven't had a chance to go over, definitely check it out to the Facebook page, Sports Report Facebook page. You'll see Shannon Sharp in a goat mask
and a Cleveland jersey.
Up here telling us something, he goat James. What the hell?
I don't know whose words, Nick Wright or him. It's getting to the point. I don't know, man.
Oh, Colin Cowherd's getting on it. Colin Cowherd's been on that trip, too. He's been on that trip, too.
Yeah.
He's been on the same trip. After we need to stop romancing Michael Jordan.
Man, I don't understand why they're talking about that.
I got people on Facebook telling me right now, the reason why they think LeBron James is the GOAT is because he's bigger, stronger. Bigger, stronger.
Okay.
And the fact that he beat better competition.
Alright, let me go to these people right here, okay. Now, Doom's a conspiracy theorist, but let me tell you, this dude's been playing 15 years. No sign of slowdown. So you saying because he's a vegan. There's a lot of people know the NBA don't drug test, right? This dude was playing 48 minutes. Look at all the greats, even Kareem. These guys took, nobody took care of his body more than Kareem. He is, the way he's playing basketball, how is he not slowing down? I want somebody to answer me that question. And ain't because he's taking some kind of supplement, man. You can't sit here and play the way he plays night in and night out, especially during these playoffs, and not be tired. I'm gonna be the first to start to say it. I ain't trying to start no rumor, but throughout, you play 15 straight seasons in the NBA. You've seen everybody slow down. Kobe slowed down around this time.
Right.
All of them. He's still going. That's not about no physical condition. Because, again, his body should start breaking down. What I mean breaking down is Jordan had to change his jump shot because he couldn't be taking it to the hole like that. So everybody's talking about LeBron James' body and stronger and stuff.
And plus, if you're looking at bigger, stronger, faster, I'll bring up another comparison. If you look at bigger, stronger, faster, if that's the criteria we're looking at, then Cam Newton is the best quarterback in the NFL right now.
Yep.
If that's what we're looking at. He's bigger, he's stronger, he's faster, so you're looking at that criteria. He better than Joe Montana. He better than Tom Brady. He better than Aaron Rodgers.
Dan Marino.
He better than Drew Brees. He definitely better than Drew Brees because he's bigger than Drew Brees. So, but despite the fact that Drew's got a Super Bowl championship, to his credit, Cam don't. Cam made an appearance, but he don't have a Super Bowl ring. Aaron Rodgers, Super Bowl ring. Joe Montana, most of the Super Bowls. Tom Brady, yeah, the way he get there is kind of suspect. But nevertheless, he's got multiple
Super Bowls. He's almost about to get his affinity gone.
I think the only stone he got is a time stone. That's the only thing he got is a time stone that keeps him from getting old. But you got him, Tom Brady. And if it's just bigger, stronger, faster, Cam Newton is the man. Yeah. If it's bigger, stronger, faster...
Damn, Jamarcus Russell.
If it's bigger, stronger, faster, the hell with Jordan, the hell with LeBron, Shaq the best player in the NBA.
Yep.
If it's just that criteria, bigger, stronger, faster. So, no, just because you're bigger and stronger doesn't necessarily mean that you are
And the refs don't call that throwing a forearm when you're charging, because he offensive fouls every... Tommy goes to the thing. He was watching it tonight, if they want to call it.
Right.
But hey, dang. I guess I don't understand traveling and throwing forms to people. But
we'll see if Boston can get back into the groove of things in a couple of days. Boogie Cousins likes Instagram comment saying that the Pelicans was offer him a max contract to keep him. Should the Pelicans
tell them to play a whole season before they're going off for a damn
max contract?
And they go another one. They start talking trash. They play a whole damn season.
Play a whole season for then we'll talk about it.
That's why I would have been just like that. Damn, fuck them.
I see a. You know what? Being on Facebook and being on social media as much as I have been, I've seen some of the cases for the weirdest dudes to get love this year. I saw a Facebook post up at Thompson, we need to show Phillip Rivers more love. Well,
one shit.
When the man can go better than 7-9, and when he starts putting in the playoffs, then we'll show Phillip Rivers some love.
Yep.
I never understood why the Chargers get all this love, and every year, before the season, even before training camp start, the Chargers getting all this love, and they've done nothing.
Hey, man. That's when Dallas Cowboys. My Redskins don't get no love like that.
Real quick, let's go with some baseball scores before we get out of here for the night. We do have some Major League Baseball scores to go over. Middle of the seventh, it looks to be tied at 1-1 for the Rockies and the Dodgers. Looks to be 1-1 going middle of the seventh. The Rockies right now 25-22, 18-11 away. Dodgers 20-26, 8-13 at home. Finals that took place today: the Nationals beat the Padres 10-2. The Phillies beat the Braves 3-0. My Mets get a win 2-0 over the Marlins. The Brewers get the win over the Diamondbacks 4-2. The Yankees get a huge win over the Rangers 10-5. The Orioles beat the White Sox 3-2. The Twins beat the Tigers 4-2. And the Cardinals defeat the Royals 6-0. So that's your Major League rundown. I did try to. I thought Rage may be calling in, but something that he posted on the Sports Report Facebook page, the Vegas Golden Knights advanced to the NHL Stanley Cup in their first season. They may win the whole thing.
Yeah.
They may win the whole freaking thing. We'll see what they do as well. And let me see. Is there a game? Okay. All right, Doom. Is there anything else you want to talk about before we get out of here tonight?
Nah, I'm good.
Looks to be, yeah. I thought that was the case. Capitals look to beat the Lightning 3-0. Capitals force a game 7 tonight in the East Final. So, Golden Knights are definitely for the shoe-in. We'll see what happens on the other side of that bracket. Pretty good show. Got over, talked about a lot of things tonight. Did you watch the NBA lottery?
No.
I know Phoenix had the best odds to win the whole thing, but I just thought it was kind of funny that where was the lottery being held? It was being held in Phoenix.
Didn't even bring about that. You know, look who went to this.
Being held in Phoenix. So, you know, that's neither here nor there. We know what they're going to take. You know they're going to take Aiton. I mean, people keep saying...
Won't put it past me on some of these sports, man.
Because people are saying Donis is not even is reconsidering coming over to the NBA from what I've been reading.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll see. All right, guys, don't forget to check out all the fine shows right here on Red End Radio. Tomorrow night we come on with the Shining Wizards at 7 p.m. followed by the Rant at 9 p.m. Eastern. Tony C and AA will go over all your wrestling news and action. Got some news on SmackDown going on and a lot of other things. Definitely check those guys out. Then Thursday night we're looking at an all-new episode of Rant and Wrestling at 9, followed by Friday Turbo Throwbacks with Choppy and Philly Phil. And then they'll be on during their thing, episode 266, Friday night at 9. Then looking at Surfer and the What Are You Reading comic book show. Here we go over movies. Everything that you want to know about the world of comics as well. All the CW shows. I missed some Supergirl tonight, so I definitely got to check that out. And then it'll be this fine show, The Sports Report, episode 53. Right after Monday Night Raw at 11:15 p.m. Eastern. Oh, did you see Deadpool 2?
No, I haven't seen it.
Me neither. I hadn't had a chance to catch it yet. I might have to catch it this week. Everybody keeps saying it's a great movie, so I'm going to have to catch it this week. I'm going to put this up on my computer and roll out of here for the night. There we go. We're all here for the night. Dude, thank you for joining me. Don't forget to check out all the fine shows on Red Aaron Radio this week. Join us next week again, the same time, 11:15 p.m. Eastern. Thank you for listening. Thank you for all the downloads. And we'll see you again next week. Take care, guys.